Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast this morning. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and today I have a very, very special guest with me, Dr. Lorraine Day. Dr. Day is an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and best-selling author who was for 15 years on the faculty of the University of California at San Francisco School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedics. She was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital and is recognized worldwide as an AIDS expert. Dr. Lorraine Day has an amazing story about how she refused traditional cancer therapies and reversed her severe advanced cancer by rebuilding her immune system by natural therapies so that her body could heal itself. She has been invited to lecture extensively throughout the U.S. and the world and has appeared on numerous radio and television shows, including 60 Minutes, Nightline, CNN Crossfire, Oprah Winfrey, and she joins us now for the first time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good morning, Dr. Day. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Bless your heart. You got up early for this show because you're in California.
Well, I appreciate it. It's still 7 o'clock. It's not that early.
You have a very inspiring story of how you responded to your diagnosis with cancer. First of all, tell us what type of cancer that you were diagnosed with.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it doesn't matter what cancer you're diagnosed with. All cancer is really the same. Patients are told by their physician that each cancer is very different and has to be treated very differently. However, they're all treated the same. They're treated either with chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Those are all the same. Whatever brand of poisonous chemotherapy they use doesn't make any difference. It's still poison and it's still chemotherapy. So it's all the same.
Yeah. Well, how did your physicians react when you told them that you were going to refuse traditional therapies like chemo?
Well, of course, they were my colleagues and they thought I was crazy because I had gone to the same medical schools they had and I had learned the same thing, which is really propaganda. You see, you cannot make a sick person well by giving them poison or by burning them or by taking out their organs. You can't do that because cancer is not caused by a deficiency of being poisoned. It's not caused by a deficiency of being burned with radiation. And it certainly isn't caused by having too many organs. You know, I had breast cancer. I didn't get breast cancer because I had too many breasts. Cutting them off does not solve the problem. Cancer is a systemic disease. If you had a child with chickenpox who was very sick, you would never take that child to a surgeon and say, cut out all the pox marks in this child's skin so they'll be well.
Absolutely.
Cancer is a systemic disease. The tumor is not the problem.
We're going to take our first break. I hate to interrupt you, but we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to Did You Rob Bill Gates.com. That's Did You Rob Bill Gates.com.
Welcome back. And Dr. Day, I apologize for that break. The first break in the show does come up awfully quickly, so I apologize for interrupting you there.
Okay.
You were sharing with us the whole philosophy behind traditional therapy, which is just cut out the problem and it'll take care of it. But you and I both know that is not the highest best good for the body.
With cancer, as I said, it's a systemic disease. It affects the whole body. And even though a person may not feel sick when they are diagnosed, as I did not feel sick when I was diagnosed, but the whole body is sick. And the tumor is just the local manifestation of a totally sick body. If you take out the tumor and you don't change the sick body by getting it well, then another tumor will form either in the same location or in another location, or you'll get another life-threatening disease. What we have to do is get the body well, not just, you know, take out the tumor. You can't cut cancer out. You cannot cut cancer out. At the beginning, as an orthodox physician, when I first developed cancer, I thought, well, you know, I have a biopsy and maybe they can get all the tumor, but that doesn't make any difference. They biopsied me and 9 months later my tumor was back because all I had done was change my diet. Well, changing the diet is the correct thing to do, and I was on the right diet. But getting well from cancer or any other serious disease is a lot more complicated than just changing one's diet. You have to do that because everybody's eating so terribly nowadays, and that is one of the major causes of disease, but it is not the only one. And so it's what we say in medicine is a multifactorial problem. In other words, there are many factors that that cause disease, and they all work together. But you really can get them down to three. The 10-step plan that I use to get well is simple, but it's not easy. It's simple because it's very easy to understand, but it's not easy because you have to change the way that you live and you eat. And people don't want to do that. What they want to do is they want to eat and live any way they want and then go to the doctor and get a pill. But a pill just covers up the symptoms. It doesn't change the course of the problem. And that's you have to do.
And we need discipline with our bodies.
Well, that's right. We do need discipline with our bodies. But people can start, if they don't have a serious disease, they can start easily. I had this huge tumor. If you go to my website at www.drday.com, drday.com, and you look at the tumor I had, it was the size of a softball. It was huge. And it grew for that to that size, from the size of a marble to the size of a large grapefruit in 3 weeks. And by that time, I had already been trying to get well. I had refused chemotherapy and refused radiation, refused mastectomy. But the only thing I knew how to do was to change the way I was eating. But over a period of time, I got much sicker. And at one point, I hadn't been able to eat for 2 weeks. I hadn't been able to drink anything for 3 days. And I was getting very close to death. But I still refused all traditional therapies because I, as a physician, I know what chemotherapy and radiation do to patients. I know that. I've seen thousands of patients die from the treatment we give them. Most cancer patients do not die from the cancer. They die from the treatment. And what a cancer patient will say is, oh, you know, well, I had cancer and then I had chemo and radiation and my cancer went away and I was fine for a couple of years. But then it came back, and when it came back, it was all over the place. Well, it didn't really go away. And they weren't fine for 2 years. What happened was they were given poison, which poisoned a lot of the cancer cells, but it also poisoned the cells of their immune system, which is the only system in our body that can get us well and keep us well. So when their immune system was poisoned, then the cancer, which always comes back, it always comes back, but if a person has enough immune system left, they may be able to fight it for a while. But if your immune system is destroyed, which it is destroyed by the supposed treatment, the chemotherapy or radiation, then it spreads everywhere. And people have, like with breast cancer, they'll have their lymph nodes removed. Well, if the cancer is in the lymph nodes, that's because the lymph nodes are doing their job. If you have an infection in your foot that travels up your leg, the lymph nodes in your groin will get firm because they'll be involved with the infection. What they're doing is they're stopping the infection from spreading. It's part of your immune system. Nobody with an infection in their foot would ever dream of having the lymph nodes in their groin removed. But yet women have these lymph nodes removed all the time because there's cancer in them. Well, they're doing their job. They're keeping it from spreading. If you take the lymph nodes out, then you have no barriers to keep the cancer from spreading. And then if you have chemotherapy, which is absolute poison, the first chemotherapy agents were nitrogen mustard. That was World War II killing gas.
And
it's still being used. And so people are just paying the doctors to destroy them. And I could see that. I have been a physician for many, many years, and before I developed cancer, I thought, man, this is crazy what we're doing. We are sending these people, you're taking sick people and giving them poison and expecting them to get well. It doesn't work that way. And whether it's cancer or Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig's disease or lupus or any of these diseases, even heart disease, you do not get well unless you stop doing the things that are causing them and start doing the things that will reverse them. But doctors say, we don't know what causes cancer, as though it kind of just drops out of the sky. Or it was your heritage that gave it to you. It's in your genes. It is not in your genes. All you have to do is look and see that in 1909, the incidence of cancer in America was 1 out of 33 in 1909. By 1985, it was 1 out of 3. Now it's 1 out of 2. If it was our ancestry that did it, then our ancestors, our mothers and grandmothers, would have had as much cancer as we do. But they didn't.
Well, I want to ask you about the radiation. So you're saying in getting a mammogram, that a woman is being exposed to radiation. So even not just the treatment, if you are diagnosed with cancer, is going to continue to increase your risk, but you say that also the thing that is supposed to detect and or prevent are mammograms that are also increasing your incidence of cancer. Is that correct?
On my DVD, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, I show that every time a woman gets a mammogram, she increases her risk of getting breast cancer by 2% with every single mammogram, because it is radiation. It's radiating your breast. Doctors know that radiation causes cancer. Radiation causes cancer, all right? And you say, well, then how will I find the lump? Well, a breast exam, a physical breast exam by a physician, has been shown to be just as accurate as a mammogram. And it carries no risk, and it is no extra cost. But you see, they have developed all of these very expensive devices. And what the patients don't know is when you're a doctor and you are on the staff of a hospital, if you don't send all these people for mammograms, the hospital comes after you because they have to keep those machines going so they'll pay for themselves. And so there are tumor boards where you're called up in front of the tumor board if you don't send a patient for a mammogram. They're very expensive, and they're harmful to the patient. Not only that, if you have a tumor in your breast, anybody who has had a mammogram realizes that this is a crazy thing to do. They squash your breast and shove it down, and of course, the X-ray technician runs out of the room and hides behind the lead wall, which is what they should do.
Right.
Okay? But you're getting X-rayed with this stuff. And so some women after menopause will be told that they need a mammogram every 6 months. Well, pretty soon they have increased their risk of getting the disease they don't want to get by 20% within about 10 years or 5 years. They will increase it enormously just by getting the mammograms. And you don't need to do that. So everything in medicine is upside down. The plan that I use to get well is designed to be done at home, and it is virtually free, except for food. You have to buy food anyway. You might as well buy good food instead of junk food. And the plan, briefly, is the proper diet, exercise. A woman can reduce her risk, and all these things I'm telling you are about all cancers. We give cancer to ourselves a day at a time by the way we live and the way we eat. Fortunately, we can reverse it. It does not drop out of the sky, and it doesn't come from our parents, except the only way it comes from our parents or our grandparents is great-grandmother teaches grandmother how to eat, live, and handle stress, and grandmother teaches daughter, granddaughter, all the way down. If your parents and your grandparents had a lot of cancer or heart disease, and you eat and live the way they did, you'll get the same diseases.
So a lot of it, learned behavior. Yeah.
I wanted
to mention something. Now, when I was in college, I dated a med student, and sometimes we would study together. And I was amazed one day when I realized that all that he was studying was sickness and disease. He didn't study health. And that was an interesting revelation for me, because when I go to the doctor, I assume that he knows what a healthy body is, but they're trained to observe and understand what a sick body is. And that was a real paradigm shift for me. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to comment on that. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the program. I just wanted to bring you a brief word from one of our sponsors. You might have heard of RBN sponsors, Cartivite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, or worn down, then you need Cartivite. Cartivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. And this morning, I would invite you to call if you have a question for our distinguished guest. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Dr. Day, before we went to break, I just mentioned to you the day that I had that epiphany when I realized that doctors understand disease, but they don't really seem to understand health or how to get you there. Why is that?
Well, they don't understand disease either. If you look at any medical textbook, it will say in there they don't know the cause of virtually all disease. They don't know. Well, the answers are all in the medical literature, but we're not taught it in medical school because the pharmaceutical companies control most of what's taught to medical students, because the pharmaceutical industry provides most of the funding for research at medical schools. They get millions of dollars of funding from the pharmaceutical companies, and so it's the old golden rule, he who has the gold rules, and so the pharmaceutical companies control it. They don't want doctors to know how to get people well. They want doctors to only give drugs. So doctors learn what drug you use for each disease, but the drugs never cure the disease. They only suppress the symptoms. The disease continues to go along. The other thing is, why would you go to a doctor for your health anyway? Because doctors have a shorter life expectancy than the general population, and they have a higher suicide rate, so they obviously do not know about health. You're right. We are not taught about nutrition. But don't hang on that. A few schools now are teaching nutrition, but they're really teaching the pyramid, which is put together by the meat and dairy industry. And so I think Twinkies and Ho-Hos are at the top of their pyramid. But we have to learn what causes disease. And as I said, I had been taught all the propaganda that every other doctor is taught. And I didn't hear all of your introduction of me, but I've been an Orthodox doctor for decades. And doctors are not taught what causes disease. When I developed cancer, I said, I'm not going to do chemo and radiation because they both cause cancer. How can I get well from cancer if I take a treatment that actually causes the disease I already have? And most patients do not understand that every doctor knows that chemotherapy and radiation cause cancer. And so I started searching the medical literature, and amazingly, I found out that all the causes for cancer are well documented in the medical literature. And that's what I talk about on my DVDs and in my workbook. In my workbook called Getting Started on Getting Well, which is 300 pages long, and it's 8.5 by 11, I have 17 pages of abstracts, easy to understand abstracts from the finest medical journals in the world, showing why the plan I use to get well from cancer works. It's all in the medical literature, but we're never taught it in medical school.
So what you're saying is the bottom line is profits for the pharmaceutical companies. We're not surprised to hear that.
Not only for the pharmaceutical companies, but for organized medicine. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that your doctor wants you to be sick, but I am telling you that your doctor does not really want to know about how to get you well, because in California, these ogre forces have been so strong that if you treat any cancer patient with anything other than chemo radiation and surgery in California, you will lose your license. Okay? And they're trying to do that throughout the country. So then you have no choice, and these treatments are killing people right and left. And I remember when I was a young doctor, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so I wasn't doing all of these chemo treatments and all on patients, but I would send the patient. I did some surgery that took out tumors and things before I knew better. I was sitting having lunch with one of my friends who was just a year behind me in medical school. We'd both finished. We were both on the faculty at UC San Francisco, and she was a radiation oncologist, meaning she gave radiation treatments to cancer patients. And we were sitting there having lunch, and she looked at me, and she was dejected, and she shook her head. She says, I got to get out of this. I said, what do you mean? She says, I got to get out of this business. I got to get out of this business. She says, they all die.
Mm.
Now, that's from the horse's mouth. You see? The doctors who treat this, they know that. They know that it doesn't work. But if they do something different, first of all, they're going to have to quit their practice, and all of their training's gone. And so, I could never go back and practice by giving out drugs. That's
right.
Why I try to educate the public on how to get well. And I got well at home by just changing the things that actually caused my cancer in the first place. I gave myself cancer. And I'm a physician. I gave it to myself because nor any other physician knew or knows with other physicians how to get well.
Well, you know, the fact is that I believe that God gave us everything in nature to care for our bodies, and we just have to educate ourselves. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Thanks for listening today. My guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, and we're discussing alternative cancer methods of healing the body and allowing the immune system to do its job, which God intended for us. Tell me, Dr. Day, where in the body does cancer actually begin to grow? Where does it
all
start?
All over. Well, cancer really, what you may be talking about, it begins in the colon, whether you have breast cancer or brain cancer or anyplace else, but it doesn't totally begin in the colon. As I said, the three main things that cause cancer are malnutrition, which is poor nutrition, dehydration, and stress. But when people don't eat right, they eat meat, poultry, fish, dairy, eggs, sugar, all the substitute sugars and all the additives that are in food, their intestine works very slowly and the toxins are not taken out of their body rapidly. They get constipated and then they reabsorb those toxins and then it goes into their bloodstream and it goes throughout the body. And when they're stressed, that also causes the same problems. It causes a very slow transit time through the intestine, so you reabsorb the toxins of putrefying and meat, poultry, and fish, and all of this sugar. And then when you're stressed, your body pours out the fight-or-flight hormones from your adrenal glands, which will pour out cortisone, which suppresses your immune system so you cannot fight disease. And as you well know, every time you eat sugar, it will paralyze your immune system for 5 to 6 hours. Every time you're angry, you will paralyze your immune system for 5 to 6 hours. When you have a happy spirit and you laugh, you will actually improve your immune system for 24 hours.
That's amazing.
So the whole point is the way we live and eat and handle stress is the reason that we are either well or sick. And people are always looking for, they want to go to the doctor and get a pill. Well, the pill will not solve the problem. I have one of my DVDs called Drugs Never Cure Disease because they only cover up the symptoms. And so you don't get well by taking drugs. You actually make your body worse. You may feel better for a short time. So what we've got to do is reverse these problems. And on my DVD, You Can't Improve on God, I show how the body, God made the body to heal itself. But we have to stop injuring it. You know, if I, as an orthopedic surgeon, had you come to me as a patient, you showed me your thumb and you say, look at my thumb is mangled and it won't heal. And I'd say, well, what happened? You say, well, I hit it with a hammer. And I say, well, when did you do that? And you say, I do it every day. Well, the first thing you got to do is stop hitting your thumb with a hammer, you know, and then it will start to heal. The body is designed to heal itself. If you cut your hand, it will automatically heal unless you keep picking it open or put dirt in it or something. The body is designed to heal as soon as you stop injuring it. And people don't realize they're injuring their bodies by the way they're eating. They're injuring their bodies because they're not exercising. They're injuring their bodies because they're not drinking enough water. They're injuring their bodies because they're going to Starbucks and every place else and getting these huge amounts of caffeine. They're injuring their bodies with everything that they're doing, how they're handling stress. They're not getting enough sunlight. They're not getting enough fresh air. Cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air compared to outdoor air. A woman can reduce her risk of breast cancer by 66% by doing one thing that's free, and that is exercising 4 hours a week. Your doctor doesn't even know that. That's in the medical literature, but the only one who publicized that was someone who could make money off of it, and it was Nike shoes.
There you go.
Okay? Well, so the whole point is the AMA, organized medicine, and the pharmaceutical companies do not want you to be well. Now, your individual doctor doesn't know that, but he or she, just like I, was propagandized to be the tools of these people who are running the big business of the medical industrial complex. So,
well, your awakening came because of you got ill. Do you think you would ever have had an awakening about all this had you not yourself been through that personally?
Actually, my awakening came before I got ill. How I happened to do this was when all the information, when I was at San Francisco General and the AIDS disease epidemic was absolutely exploding in San Francisco beginning in 1981, and I had operated on thousands of AIDS patients, and this was becoming very dangerous for us as healthcare workers. And the Centers for Disease Control and the public health authorities and the government all were saying, oh, you know, it's not dangerous. You guys are just wimps if you don't want to take this risk. Well, they said, healthcare workers cannot get AIDS from a needle stick. They said that for a long time. And I said, you guys have to be crazy. And you say drug addicts can get it, but healthcare workers can't? I mean, what is going on? Well, of course, I found out later, after the first one was publicized, the first healthcare worker that got AIDS from a single needle stick was a nurse at my hospital. And I later found out that they had known, the CDC had known for 2 years of others who had gotten AIDS, and they covered it up. All right? And so I was on the warpath, and I started speaking out. And when I did on a lot of national programs, I got letters from people who said, you think there's a cover-up in AIDS? You ought to see the cover-up in cancer cures. And I thought, oh, you know, this is crazy. I would know about it, you know, because I'm a doctor. Well, no, the general public knows more than the doctors about these things. And so somebody sent me a book, and I started reading it, and I was shocked. And here it was documented. All these people can get well from cancer by natural methods. And so I spent a year, by that time, I spent a year going around the country interviewing people who had gotten well from cancer by natural methods, and I found people who had had liver cancer, pancreatic cancer biopsied by regular surgeons at regular hospitals and refused chemo and radiation, and here they were 12 and 14 years later totally well and cancer-free. And I thought, how come we don't know this? And so I started a radio show like yours, which was called Truth Serum. And I started interviewing alternative practitioners and trying to expose this. And during that time, I found out I had cancer, too. So I at least knew the basis. I knew that you had to change your diet, because one thing that was common with all these people who had gotten well was they changed to a totally vegan, vegetarian diet and eliminated sugar and additives and things like that. That used to be enough 60 years ago to get a person well. It is not anymore. because life is far too stressful. People are living very different from how they lived 60 to 100 years ago. And so I had to change many other things about my life, which are all on my DVDs. I have a DVD called You Can't Improve on God, which gives exact 10-step plan that I use to get well. And then I've got one called Diseases Don't Just Happen, and one called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, because I show what the doctors want to do to you, which will just make you worse in the long run, and how you can't cut cancer out, and I lead you through what they will tell you to do and why it will make you worse. And then I have a number of other DVDs because I found out over time that one of the biggest problems is people don't believe. They don't believe that you can get well this way because they have been propagandized so much. If you tell a lie long enough, people will begin to think it's the truth. But just because a lot of people believe a lie does not make it into truth.
That's true. I wanted to ask you about water. You know, several years ago, someone suggested I read a book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And I was totally amazed to learn about how many autopsies show up dehydration of certain organs. Why is water so important to our health, and how much do we need to drink every day?
Well, yes, that book was written by Dr. Batman-Gelage, who was a friend of mine, and unfortunately he's dead, but his book is excellent. I offer it on my website. It's critical to getting well. The body is 75% water. The brain is 85% water. We lose 10 glasses of water from our body every day just by living. If you don't replace those 10 glasses, your body is going to eventually get sick. And so you have to replace it. And people say, well, I don't like water. Well, grow up, all right? That's what we said when we were little kids. When we're grown up, we have to do what's right for our body, not what we like. And after you start doing it a while, you will like it. You will like the way it feels. All you have to do is look at a plant that hasn't been watered and how drooping it is, and then you water it, and in a couple of hours it's standing tall, and that's what's happening to your body, only it's more slowly, and the lack of water is one of the causes of chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and everybody's dragging their bodies around, and it's a major cause of Alzheimer's. Because all of the neurotransmissions in the brain that transmit a thought from one ganglia or cell to another are transmitted on waterways, including your name. And if you don't have enough water, you can't remember your name. It's really quite simple. Alzheimer's is caused by the same things that cause cancer and Parkinson's. And I learned that when I was sick, because when I was first getting sick, before my diagnosis, I had started developing the symptoms of Parkinson's. I had that tremor in my hand. I had some symptoms of multiple sclerosis. I had numbness in my left leg, and I couldn't figure out where it was in space. I had Raynaud's phenomena, which I talk about on my DVDs. And I thought, and I was suffering from severe anxiety and depression as my disease progressed, not because I had cancer. I realized it was caused by the same things that had caused my cancer. When I started doing all the things to reverse them, all of these other symptoms went away. And that's when I realized that all disease is caused by the same factors.
The dehydration and poor nutrition, not delivering enough nutrients to your body's cells. Tell me, why is the American diet so horrible? Now, I grew up in two cultures. My father is Lebanese, so when we lived in the Middle East and in the U.S., we ate a lot of Mediterranean foods, which had a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of garlic, olive oil, as opposed to my mother's Southern diet, which had a lot of fried chicken and lots of butter on the vegetables. What's in the American diet that's making it seemingly so dangerous to our health?
One word answer, everything. One of the problems is we've become too quote-unquote civilized. The more civilized people get, the more luxurious their diet gets. And instead of eating like fresh fruits and vegetables and minimal amounts of meat, chicken, and fish as they do in the Asian countries like Japan and China, you take a woman in Japan who's 70 years old, she has a very low risk of having breast cancer. Because she eats, she has a less stressful life, everything isn't moving as fast, she's got more family around her. You bring her to America, you feed her the rich Western diet, she has the same risk of getting cancer as every other 70-year-old American. So the thing is, we are not going back to nature. You said before one of the breaks that that you believe that God has given us everything in nature to get us well. You are absolutely right. The plan is designed to be done at home. God has given that, the plan, to us ever since creation. It is available to every country in the world, to the educated, the uneducated, to the rich, and to the poor. All we have to do is do it. Sunlight is free. It does not cause cancer. I give all of the medical documentation in there for it. It does not cause skin cancer. It's the way we're eating that causes skin cancer. Our ancestors lived and worked outdoors for thousands of years. They never got skin cancer. We only started getting skin cancer when we started eating the rich Western diet. And so that's what's causing it. And I give the medical article documentation for that in my workbook. Sunlight actually reduces the size of internal cancer tumors. It reduces the size. Sunlight does all sorts of things. It boosts the immune system. It causes a decrease in stress by decreasing the cyclic AMP in a person's body, which is increased by stress and coffee drinking and all the other. But if you still keep drinking coffee and you say, well, I drink water, first of all, coffee is a neurotoxin. It is a toxin to the nerves. It has many harmful things in it. But it takes more water out of the body than comes in with the drink. But people are eating, you know, drinking 64-ounce glasses or cups of Coke and Pepsi and these energy drinks, which are making them crazy. And
oh, yeah.
You've got to stop that.
Yeah, it's
people
poison.
Go, I don't want to. Well, then you're going to be sick.
So what we need really consistently every day, we need food that's going to give us live enzymes like juicing will do. Tell us about a routine that you might have with juicing.
Well, juicing is good, and if the more juice a person drinks, the better off they are. But you eat three meals a day of healthy food. The more raw food, the better, because raw food does have enzymes, and enzymes have life. It's estimated that in order to eat three meals of cooked food a day to make the enzymes to digest that food, because when you cook it, it destroys the enzymes. To make the enzymes in your body to digest that cooked food for three meals a day takes the amount of energy involved in 8 hours of hard labor. And so that's one reason people are so tired and they want caffeine to pep them up and the energy drinks. Well, start eating more of your food raw. The more the better to get the enzymes. But again, it's not just food. Food is extremely important, but the proper food by itself will not get you well. I started on just changing my diet to the proper food, and I didn't know what else to do. And in 9 months, my tumor returned because it's not enough. You've got to learn how to handle your stress. You've got to learn how to exercise. And again, I got so sick I couldn't exercise at all, but as soon as I started getting well again, I started walking, and now it's been, my tumor first appeared in 1992, so that's 16 years ago. People say, well, you know, the environment gives us cancer and all the bad air and all that. Well, I got well with the environment lousy as it is. I didn't get well 100 years ago. It is mainly what we put in our own bodies and what we think. I had to stop watching television because it's just, you know, certainly the scourge of the earth. And I had to start listening to only high-quality Christian music, not this ditty stuff that they're singing in churches. I had to start listening to high-quality Christian music or classical music. I mean, I can tell you that the rock beat was designed by the Tavistock Institute to destroy the morality of the youth of the world. And I hear adults listening to that stuff. It actually causes harm to your organs, that heavy rock beat. And so you've got to start, it's what goes into your eyes, what goes into your ears, and what goes into your mouth, and how you handle things. And the plan I use to get well sounds really simple, and it is. But the hard part about it is you've got to change your habits. It's the proper nutrition, exercise, enough water, sunlight, temperance elimination of all harmful substances, alcohol, caffeine, MSG, NutraSweet, and all the other fillers in food. You got to get out in the fresh air. You got to have proper rest at the proper time of night. The healing hormones are produced in the body between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you got to be asleep.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Early to bed, early to rise.
That's
well,
right.
We're going to take our last break, and stay with us. We have a caller, and Mark will get to you when we come back. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to this final segment. And we have a caller on the line, Mark in Wisconsin. Do you have a question for our guest this morning?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say I love Dr. Lorraine Day, such passion. I haven't heard from her in a while, and I wondered if she was okay, so I'm glad to hear her again. I had a comment, Dr. Lorraine. I know people are having huge problems with quitting drinking these sodas, and I went on websites and they said they refuse to stop because they get debilitating headaches, and I had the same problem, and I found that juicing organic carrot juice first thing in the morning, 8 to 10 ounces, you will not get a headache and you will not have any urges. I just wanted to make you aware of that if you weren't.
Yes, well thank you. That does work for some people. I know when I stopped drinking coffee, which was actually long before I got sick, but I was a big coffee drinker as a trauma surgeon. I had to work night and day, and I was drinking a lot of coffee. And when I realized it was messing up my digestive system, and so I decided to quit. And one day I quit, and I just didn't have any in the morning. And by 11 o'clock, I was vomiting. That's how addicted I was to it. So I could only get off of it slowly over. I went on vacation with my family, and it wasn't a very good vacation for me because I cut down a cup a day over a period of a week, and I was miserable. I had to be on aspirin for 3 months. At that time, I didn't understand about water, and I didn't understand that my body was so dehydrated. But when you take fluid into your body, like water or fresh vegetable juice, like carrot juice or green leafy vegetable juice, that will help decrease your symptoms. And certainly, if you start drinking water or fresh vegetable juice when you quit drinking coffee, it will help a lot. But I know what it was to have headaches.
Right, terrible headaches. Quick question, doctor. What are the pharmaceutical companies going to say and the doctors going to say when cancer is at 100% rate? Because we're nearing that right now.
Well, they're telling us that it's going to be by the year 2020 that everybody in the country will develop cancer at some time in their lifetime. Well, they're thrilled, and that means more business.
Won't that throw their heredity theory right out the window, though?
Well, they don't care whether it makes any sense or not. They'll still push it because that, you know, they'll say, oh, look, see, now everybody's got it, and so these genes are real strong or something. You know, they have a gene for everything. I even found this was not a joke of an article. They said that they found the gene for adultery. How do you like that? You don't have to take any responsibility for yourself in anything you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to cut in because we are running out of time, but one thing I wanted to say that, you know, if they put information out there like that, then the population will have an expectation of that becoming a reality and manifestation. And we have to guard what we think. We have to guard what we say. We have to guard our minds and what we choose to believe. And our attitude, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Day, is so important, what we choose to believe about what we hear. And the most important thing to believe is that God created this incredible body with the ability to heal itself, and he's made provision for us to heal itself through the immune system if we give the immune system exactly what it needs. But, you know, we have to be careful what goes in our mind and what we choose to believe.
Your attitude is
extremely important. I wanted to give our listeners again your contact information.
Yes, it's my website is drday.com, www.drday.com. And there's a phone number if you're not on the web, which almost everybody is, 1-800-574-2437. But again, I also wanted to say in leaving that it's not just food, it's not just sunlight. You have to learn to forgive everyone who's ever wronged you. You have to give all that up and have an attitude of gratitude.
That's absolutely right. I thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've been a wonderful guest, and I do hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's all we have for today, everybody. Just remember that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And that applies to your health as well. I'll be back next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To everything, turn.
With recent international flight from